Recording in progress.
Okay, Rabosai. When we last left our heroes, we had been trying to figure out the maskana about the bracha on Kafrisin. And we had these words in parentheses at the end. We skipped the first, 60% of our Rabban Beis. We had these words in parentheses, Behelcha Kamar Baravashi, Dezarek Itzav Yonas V'Achal Itzav Kafrisin. Who means there's no Mr. Arla in Kafrisin, and since it's not considered a tree fruit for the purpose of Arla, they are brachas namely pirinu v'lo merchina lebar peitzal lebar peyadam. You say hadama to be consistent between Arla and brachos. And Tosos says, where is the Dibur Maslal? Dibur Maslal is lashon halachas gedolos. V'helchsa, etc., meaning this is not the original part of the Gemara, this was from the Bahag. It's not an our Bahag. Our Bahag actually holds the opposite. There were different versions of the Bahag floating around. But in any case, we'll call this the Bahag for now, even though it's not Salpasha, but that's what Tosa says, the Bahag. So the Bahag says the halacha is that it's Hadama because there's no Isser Orla, like Mar Varavashi. And Tosos had an obvious kasha. Tosos says, are you Omer Haram? I guess the Maharam, Maharam in Rutenberg, maybe. Are you Omer Haram? Dilagabi Orla lav peiruhu hain mishin b'chol mekhalo shalachim v'chotzaret. What do you mean, Lagabi Orla, it's not a pre? That's only in Chotzaret. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a pre Lagabi Orla. Right, meaning, what's the real halacha? The real halacha is Eretz Yisrael. That's the real din of Mitzvah Tulis V'aretz. Chutzlaretz, the special kula of Kolamei Kalor Shalach Kibos Chutzlaretz. So Chutzlaretz is the special kula. That's not the real status. The real status is what is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a pre. And Ubrachas like a chalap in Eretz. It's not a different brach in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. What is it really? It's really a pre ha'etz, just with a kula in Chutzlaretz. And therefore, since it's really a pre ha'etz, the bracha should be Ha'et, and that is the psak of Tosos. That's also the psak of the Ravid. The reasoning of the Ravid is not so clear. The Rishonim quote him as saying you can't learn from Orla to Bracha. It's not clear exactly what he means by that. What does he mean you can't learn from Orla to Bracha? The Gemara is comparing Orla to Bracha. I'll be pashtus at least. Maybe he means like Tosos. You can't learn from Orla and Chutzlaretz to Bracha because Orla has a difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, and Brachos are the same in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlaretz. So if here we have Kafrisin, what's the halacha? Tosos says that, what does Tosos say? Tosos says it's really a pre, just there's a kula in Chutzlaretz. Okay, so we have kulas in Chutzlaretz, because in Chutzlaretz they gave us many kulas, but it's really a pre. And if it's really,
you're out of focus.
Okay, and if it's really a pre, then now I'm in focus, right? Then the bracha is ha'etz. Okay, that's the shita of Tosos. And there are those who agree with Tosos. The Ravid seems to agree with Tosos, although he definitely agrees with Tosos lemaisa. His reasoning is not 100% clear. The Ri agrees with Tosos, and the Aruch agrees with Tosos. The Rosh agrees with Tosos. Okay, that's good enough for now. Sefer Aruch also agrees with Tosos. And
in and out of focus. Wow.
Okay, let's see if we can get it to stay focused at some point. I'm not really sure how.
If you just put a new draw line down the middle of the board so it has something to focus on and afterwards erase it.
Yeah?
Try like this?
Yes. Okay. Anyway, our Lashon Bahag in the Gemara says that it is Hadamah. But that's the question in Tosa. How could you say it's Hadamah if in Eretz Yisrael it is – if in Eretz Yisrael it is a pri. Okay, how do we defend the Lashon in our Gemara? Anyone? How do we defend the Lashon in our Gemara? How do we defend the Lashon B'Hag in our Gemara? How do we defend the Sheet of Hadamah?
Because Allah the player of the Eva Mechalit.
Ah, maybe, right? Who seems to say that?
The Gra
in the Rambam, right? Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam, if you look in, should be here someplace, right? Says the Rambam, Hatzlaf Chayiv Ba'orla Ha'evyonos Bilvad of Alakafrisim Mutaros. Doesn't say anything about Chutz La'aretz. Now, I know Rabbi Yonah likes to deny this. Who else doesn't say anything about Chutz La'aretz? Just says the Kafrisin are Mutar?
The Rif.
Now, Rabbi Yonah says, obviously he means Chutz La'aretz. It's very nice that Rabbi Yonah thinks obviously he means Chutz La'aretz, but that is not what he says. What does he say? The Hilchza, like, I'll read the whole thing. What does the Rif say? Again, you're supposed to read the Rif and understand what he says. You're not supposed to need background knowledge. Says the Rif, Amrav Yudah Rav Tzlaf Shal Orla Zorik Zav Yonos V'Ochlos HaKafrisin. Notice what he leaves out from Rav Yudah Rav. What does he leave out? Tzlaf Shal Orla Zorik Zav Yonos V'Ochlos HaKafrisin. He leaves out Chutzlarts. Right? That's not what Rav Yudah Rav said in our Gemara. In our Gemara, Rav Yudah Rav says, Tzlaf Shal Orla V'Chutzlarts Zorik Zav Yonos V'Ochlos HaKafrisin. Now it could be, because the Rif lived in Chutzlarts, so he only wrote for Chutzlarts. Anything could be. But the pashtus of the Rif, which Rav Yonah has a Havin and then denies, right? So the Rambam is very clear, right? Because the Rambam, you can't say he's only writing for Chutzlarts. In the Mishnah Torah, he's writing for everywhere, right? And the pashtus of the Rif, as the Gra explained, pashtus of the Rif, or let's say Mishtimas HaRif, right? The Rif wrote some. Why would he leave out, you know, if you're going to say the Rif wrote something, he was talking about where he lived, not Eretz Yisrael, Efshar. But why would he dafka leave out two words from Rabbi Yehuda Marav? Leave out the words Chutzlart. Unless he really held that it was not a pre, and, meaning, let's make another rich Tana. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's an eight. Not a pre. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, right? Why do we pass like Rabbi Akiva? Because, as you don't suggest, halachic Rabbi Akiva may chaveiro. One second, Eitan. How does that shtim with Rabbi Yehuda Marav saying tzlaf shel erla only, and then obviously it would be hadama, right? Because we paskin it is like gamre, not a pre. How does that work with the fact that Yehuda Marav says Slav Shal Orla Bichutz La'aretz? So what's the diuk? The diuk in this Lashon is, what did he say, Hilchas HaKeh? He didn't say Hilchas HaKeh, Yehuda Marav. What did he say? Hilchas HaKeh? Mar Baravashi. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said Chutz La'aretz and was based on the idea, as the Gemara says explicitly, of Kol Mekim Lo'etz HaLachim Mosul Chutz La'aretz. But Mar Baravashi, it depends how you read the Shaklataria, right? The Ravina found Mar Ravashi, who is Zark of Yonos Ochel Kafrisin, says what? You're passing like Rabbi Akiva because you're making him Chutz La'aretz. Why not paskin like Beshama, who's making him Chutz La'aretz? And what did he answer on the top of Amud Beis? Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Eliezer avdinan kavase Beshama b'makom Beis Hillel eina Mishnah. How did everyone else read this line? Rabbi Akiva b'makom Eliezer is a valid machlokas, and therefore we'll follow him. Beshama b'makom Beis Hillel is not a valid machlokas. But maybe the Rama and the Rif read this line differently. Rabbi Akiva b'makom Eliezer avdinan kavase, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer bevadai. As opposed to Beisham, we don't pass about it. It means when Ravina saw Mar Ravashi doing this, he thought at first he was based on Kol Mekel Bar Talcha Muzum Chutz La'aretz. That's the whole shock of the Tari. He says, why not do like the Shita's Mekel Tvei? Maybe what Mar Ravashi answered him is, I'm not based on Kol Mekel. It's a Chiddush. I'm not based on Kol Mekel Bar Talcha Muzum Chutz La'aretz. Rather, I am based on the fact that we pass in like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because maybe there's a rule, halach Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, we usually pass in like him. So that would, what would be the chiddush? The chiddush would be that Rabbi Akiva makom Rabbi Eliezer avdinan kavase, Rabbi Akiva
b'makom Rabbi Eliezer, avdinan kavase means that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not just that he's a valid shita. Right, we read it as a valid sheet, thus we can make it the most of our thirds. No, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. That's a chiddush of Dina Kavase, but that's clearly the sheet of the Rambam, as the girl pointed out, because the Rambam doesn't write anything about Chutzlaretz, and in the Mishnah Torah, he has to say if he means only Chutzlaretz, and even the Rif leaves out the words Chutzlaretz, and to say he left out the words Chutzlaretz because he knew you'd figure he was talking about Chutzlaretz like you're in the Yonah's Dacha. And once, if it was just the Rif, I would say, okay, he left out Chutzlaretz, but he was talking about Chutzlaretz, put the Rif together with the Rambam. And together with this Mehilchsa, it becomes a pattern.
But isn't the very pleasant read about the Gemara is that Rabashi was Rabashi was in Chutzlaretz.
He was for sure in Chutzlaretz. The question is, was his reasoning only a Chutzlaretz reasoning, or was it a reasoning that would apply even in Eretz Yisrael?
Well, he would. The distinction would still, it doesn't.
No, he was only eating the Chutzlaretz, but you can eat the Chutzlaretz for two reasons, because you hold it's a special school in Chutzlaretz, or just because you hold it's mutter regardless of where you are. We have no idea. I eat Arla of tomatoes in Chutzlaretz. Why? Not because it's cool in Chutzlaretz, because tomatoes are mutter from Arla. You know, it could be either way. The fact you're in Chutzlaretz doesn't mean it's only mutter in Chutzlaretz. Okay, I eat eggs with milk, even though eggs come from a bird in Chutzlaretz. But it's mutter in Eretz Yisrael also. Matter of fact, it's a pasha, it's mutter, kadeasa b'kotcha. That's another shita. However, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban have a different shita. What do Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban have? What's the third possible shita as to how we paskin about Kafrisin? What is Rabbeinu Yonah's maskana? Exactly, Safek Pri. Right, it is a unresolved machlokas. The machlokas that norm is not resolved. That's what it means. Rabbi's hill Misham Makam's hill Einu Mishnah. That's a resolved machlokas. Rabbi Akiva Makam Rabbi Eliezer Dina Kavas. It's an unresolved machlokas. The Safek. What do you do, Misafek? Now it makes a lot of sense. Misafek in Eretz your Machmir in Chutz Laretz your Mekel. And misafek, you say, ha'adama, misafek, why? Because whenever you have a safek, you safek adama, why should you say adama?
Because it's included.
Because b'di'evad, if it was supposed to be ha'etz, you're yotzit adama, but if it's supposed to be adama, you're not yotzit ha'etz, as the Mishnah says, later. Let's just point out, I don't want to use the whole board, but let's take another column, meaning Isser Arla, Eretz Yisrael, Aser, Chutz Laretz, Mutter. Here, even Eretz Yisrael, Mutter, Chutz Laretz, Mutter. That's a big Kiddush of the Rambam. Eretz Yisrael, Aser, Chutz Laretz, Mutter. And there's only one last sheet. These are the three sheets of the Rishona. I mean, Chorot's only three sheets out of Paskin. One way, the other way, you're suffering. The Mazana Yontif has a fascinating chiddush here on the bottom of the rush. How does Mazana Yontif think we Paskin? Explain this to Hilchasa. He thinks that we Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, like Rebbe Akiva, or we're Masupak. What? Okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, Me'ikra Din, he thinks you pass like Rabbi Eliezer, like Tosfos. Meaning, says Madana Yontif, he's trying to explain the Mehilchsa, the Lashon Bahag, even according to Tosfos. Really, we pass in, it is a pre. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, it's an Isser of Arla and Chutzlar, it's a Mutter because of the special Akula. Really, we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, but there's a special kula in Chutz Laretz, right? Well, there's a special kula in Chutz Laretz. If we really, he's agreeing with there with Tosos. Really, we paskin is a pri, and there's Eretz Yisrael, just the fact that the Chutz Laretz is a special kula. What is Tosos say? You shouldn't change the bracha from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because why is the bracha different in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? Either it's a pri or it isn't. Here, Zimardeliyah says, not so fast. What does he point out? There is a reason to change the bracha. Why? Tarti de sasre, because it'll look bad. After all, think about it. In Chutzlaritz, if we all started eating the kafrisin of Arla, and we said Berger Hayitz on it, it would look very bad. It would look like we're eating Arla, and it would be inconsistent. And therefore, we change the bracha in Chutzlaritz to avoid inconsistency with, really, the bracha should be Eitz and Chutzlaritz. But then it would be inconsistent, say Hayitz and Chutzlaritz, and still eat it when it's Arla. Right, the guy would be eating the Arla and say Hayitz on it. How can he eat the Arla and say Hayitz on it? That is, meaning he's eating Arla. Therefore, they change the bracha in Chutzlaritz to Hadama. Again, he doesn't say this explicitly, but I think it's pretty clear what he means. The bracha is in Eretz Yisrael. He admits you would say Hayitz. I think that's pretty clear what he means. But in Chutzlaritz, Mivarchim Hadama, today, Lemnoa, Tarti Desasri, just to avoid seeming inconsistent, we say Hadama in Chutzlaritz. And therefore, the Bahag was talking about Chutzlaritz, this Lashon Bahag was talking about Chutzlaritz, says it's a Chutzlaritz or a Meiko, but Mark Ravashi, in Chutzlaritz we say Adama, even though he admits that the Eretz Yisrael, the Gidden, say Hayitz. I think that's what the Madani Yontif means. I'll read you his Lashon, it's here. Says the Madani Yontif, he says, the Lin Nira, Dina Ami Ka'amar, Delegami, Orla Vada Pira Eretz Yisrael, it's a Vada Pri. Even though it's vaday pri, like Tosa, shabgam the gabi erla pri who I know bichutz laritz, but in chutz laritz it's different. The even though in Eretz Yisrael it's a pri in chutz laritz, and in bichutz laritz, in chutz laritz, what can we do? We nevarch where pri eats. It was a tarjus sasrin. He'll come nevarch where pri adama. It's pretty clear that he thinks we only say where pri adama in chutz laritz.
I wonder if he would do the same thing if the tarjus sasrin was the other way around. In other words, if the Tadir Satsar required you to say Bari Kriya Eitz.
That would be, I mean, we can't think of such a scenario. That would be trickier because here, because the Tadir Satsar, we say a bracha or a yotzi anyway. Yeah. Correct. Otherwise, I don't know what he would do.
It's really a remarkable thing.
It is remarkable. It is remarkable.
Tosas ignored that completely.
Yes. Tosas thought there's no having, and he thinks it's true. It is remarkable, but that's what he holds. Okay. So this is Lamaskana. What do we hold back Kafrisin? These are the four different deos. I wanted to go back to Shakavatari here a little and point out there's something very, very interesting in Rashi here about Kalameka Laart Salah Gumosa Bachotlart. What did Rashi say here? Rashi said, if you look in Amid Aleph, Lamid Vav Amid Aleph, the Kolameka Va'aretz says Rashi, Kolameka Va'aretz Ba'arla, Halacha Kamosa Bechotz La'aretz, the came and the Ein, yeah?
Sorry, on the last, the Shagatari also goes with this,
right,
to the Sashmi point, and says
that
even going back to
Eretz Yisrael. Now the Shagatari says, even Eretz
Yisrael,
you say,
how dumb it would avoid Shagatari. Once you have it in one place, Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, where's it's in the Masifta?
Yes.
Where's the Shagazari?
It's in the Kaf
Gimel.
Okay. Similar. Kaf Gimel, you said?
Yeah.
Shagazari had guts.
That's another Yaduah. Says the Shagazari. He says it's definitely a pre, just with a kula and chutzlaritz. We definitely paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's not what the Madani Yontif sounds like. And Chutzlaritz, he just goes a little further than the Madani Yontif. And he says, Hadama b'chol makom, because you want to take, you don't want to talk to the Sasre, but you don't want to make different brachas in different countries. That's also contradictory. Rather, say Hadama everywhere to avoid a target of Sashri. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael will say Hadama, and they'll also be Machar and Orla, and that's okay. That's not a target of Sashri, it'd be more Machar. But the Jews in Chutz Laritz will avoid a target of Sashri, be more Mekel. It's not a target of Sashri to say Hadama and be Nishvar and Orla and be more Machar. It's only a target of Sashri to be more Mekel. Hadama, Kedelim Noah. Tarte disasre. Okay. It's legit. We have two independent sources confirming the Shagazari. Yes. Correct. And then he would say, I agree with Tosas, the Lech HaChiluk, right?
say I'm sticking Tos Lecha Chelek, which is the other direction. Tos says Lecha Chelek, therefore we should say what's logical everywhere. He says Lecha Chelek, therefore we should avoid attack to the Sasrei by changing the bracha everywhere.
And
again, you only have the luxury to do this because you also have it anyway.
Uses when the blue.
The blue is Isser Orla. Is there an Isser Orla?
Is an Isser Orla.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Now, Zuster.
Now we're going to check the
Quanter. Right. Okay. So I was pointing out in Amud Aleph, there's an interesting Rashi here. Rashi is called Mekel Ba'aretz Ba'orla Halach Kmosa B'chotz La'aretz. Why? The Kevan. Now, he doesn't mean Kol Mekel Ba'aretz Halach Kmosa B'chotz La'aretz only in Arla and not in anything else. Because in Shabbos, Tav Kuflam Tezvan Alf says explicitly also in Klein. He says here we're discussing Arla. The Kama de Enamina Torah, Halech Acher Ha Mekel, since it's not from the Torah, we follow the Mekel. Meaning, why are we Mekel in? Why do we always follow the Mekel in Chutz La'aretz? Because it's not from the Torah. Okay, what does he mean that it's not from the Torah, that we follow the Mekel? So, in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, there is a Machlokes, why Arla is Aser in Chutz La'aretz. Give me a second here. Tanan Hasam. Says in the mission, Arla ha chadash asu min haTorah b'chol makom. Chadash asu min deraisa everywhere. Okay, that's my focus on Arim, not for now. Arla halacha, Arla's halacha, and climbing the deraisa from climbing the rabbanon. So one thing's clear: chadash asu min haTorah everywhere in Chutz La'aretz. At least according to this data, which most Rishonim pass on. Climbing the asu min rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. Arla is halacha. My halacha, Amar Yudam Rishul Hilchsa Medina. Of the halachos of the bnei Medina, meaning it's only an Esser Drabbanan. Helps a hanhigu emaleim b'chutz la'aretz. It's a minhag that they had in Chutz La'aretz that the rabbis, told us we have to keep. So in the end, it's a din Drabbanan. That's a Shmuel, but Ulam Rabbi Yochanan halachos Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Yochanan says halachos Moshe Misinai, and most of the poskim paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Moshe Misinai. So here, this Rashi is a little unclear, right? You have people talk about this.
Sure.
Rashi in our Gemara says that the reason we're Mekel is because it's not Minatorah. Oh, what do you mean it's not Minatorah? Halacha Moshe Misinai is Minatorah. That's from Har Sinai. So what are they saying in the Masifta?
No, sir. Well,
that's it.
No. First the question, and then they will say, Yeshua discuss it. Slacho, all kinds of kibas Yaakov, all kinds of discussions on this.
Okay. What do they say?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
No, because no.
Why'd you bring him a sifta?
I don't know the question.
It's my fault. I don't allow him to read it.
At least see, you take the...
I got a suffix in my head, so I want to look up what he says. Right. This is So he says, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that our sugya must hold like the Manda Amar Hilchos Medina. Saying Rashi says our sugya must be like Shmuel of our sugya doesn't mention Shmuel, doesn't mention Rabbi Yochanan. We have no idea who it's like. Our sugya must be holding Hilchos Medina. Why? Because why would we be Mekel? Why would we say Halacha Divrei Mekel? Because Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why would Halacha be Divrei Mekel and Halacha Moshe Misinai? So our sugya must be holding that it is Hilchos Medina. Because that's the only justification for being Mekel. Okay, that's the Pnei Yoshua. It could be that you could argue. I don't know if it's Slach argues. I know the Kilos Yaakov does bring it up. What does he say here? He says, uh, Why does Rav say this? He must say we only follow one Manda Amar in. Okay, so he agrees with the Bnei Shiva. So what does Rav say? So why is Kol Meikel Ba'aretz? Again, if you say Kol Meikel Ba'aretz in Kalayim Alach Kamosim Chutz La'aretz, that might be easier. Everyone agrees fine as Rabbanu Chutz La'aretz. That's not so hard. But why is Halacha Kol Meikel Ba'aretz Ba'or La Halacha Kamosim Chutz La'aretz? And by the way, it's not only Orla, it's also by Meiser, because the Gemara says here, have a mina hanimi lagavi Meiser. Meiser is also Rabbanu Chutz La'aretz. That's also no big deal. So, excuse me. And as a matter of fact, Meiser is more common Klein. His Klein is Rabbanu Chutz La'aretz, even in Woodmere. And Trumas are Meiser is only, and Truma is only Rabbanu Chutz La'aretz in countries near Israel, in the Middle East. Which is why we're not really Mizrahi Klayim because in Woodmere because of the Gemara and Daf Kof Lamed Tes and Alef and Shabbos. Maybe we'll get to that. So Rashi says because it's only Drabanan, yeah, and the Bnei Shua and the Tzlach both agree that means our Gemara is only going like one daya in Daf Lamed Tes and Beis, like the day of Hilchos Medina, not like the day of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Now, it's not so pasha, because you could say that Rashi admits halacha moshe misinai, but halacha moshe misinai is not min haTorah. I think suffik halacha moshe misinai and things that were makel in sveikos of halacha moshe misinai. That would be a more radical way of reading Rashi, that halacha moshe misinai is not considered to be min haTorah. It's not the way we're used to. Not the way we're used to thinking. But we will leave that for now.
I discussed this briefly with AB before. The Rambam has a tshuva where he equates Yilachol Moshe Misinai and Divrei Sofer.
Now, the Rambam quotes drushos of the Pasuk of Divrei Sofer also. That's not... okay. So, again, why is Kalamekel... Amru kol hamekel be'arla ba'aretz halacha kimoso b'chutzlaretz. Why are we so makel in arla's chutzlaretz? Says Rashi, at least the feet of Pnei Yoshua and the Tzlach both agree, because we're going like Mandar helps the Medina that it is the Rabbanan, says Rashi, Lefi, the Pnei Yoshua, and the Tzlach, because Sugyan Azil Rak Kimanda Amar Hilchasa Medina Ba'arlas Chutzlaretz Aser only Midrabbanan. It's only an Esther Drabban, Hilchasa Medina. Okay, and it doesn't, whatever, Rav Yochanan would not agree with our sugya. The Ran, the Rav claims Tosos disagrees. Why does the Rav claim Tosos disagrees? Because Tosos, on Daf Lamed Hamad Aleph, if you recall, said, when it comes to Kerem Ravai and Netar Ravai, call Hamekel Bar Zalachim Hosem Chutzlarts, and Chutzlarts we only Aser Kerem Ravai. And yet, Tosfos is obviously going according to the Mandar Halacha Moshe Misinai because that's how we paskin. Okay, even more mefurshin that the Ran, in the course of a discussion there in Kiddushin, the Ran says explicitly that why are we makel in? I mean, this is a side point in a different discussion, which we'll come back to in a moment. Why are we makel like Kol Hamekel Ba'aretz Halacha Moshe B'Chutzlarts in Orla? Says the Ran, because the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Tesamet Aleph, what did it say in Kedushin Lamed Tesamet Aleph? In Kedushin Lamed Tesamet Aleph, they have a question. Remember, our Brisa said, Suffolk or Love, the Eretz, our service, Sir Yamutter, and Bechutzlar, Theory, Velo, Kayach, and Vajlo, you're in a locate. We're make on Suffolk or Lim Chutzlarts. So the Gemara says, Tainach, Lamanda, Amar, Hilchse Medina, that makes sense. But, if it's Allah Moshe Misinai, why are we so makel in a suffix? Then they give an answer. Kach ne'emar sveika matar adal asar. It must be that part of the Allah Moshe Misinai was that vaday orla is mutar, but is asar, but suffix is mutar. Part of the Allah Moshe Misinai is to be matar a suffix. And the Ron says, the Ron's getting to different camps of the famous Machlokas Rishonim, whether Safed Derisa is Lachomer Minat Torah only Darbanan, right? They tried to prove it against the Rambam that Safed is normally Asumi Derisa. So if Safed was normally Asumi Darbanan, then he wouldn't need a Halacha Moshe Sinai to be Matar Safed. And the Ron answer is no, you need the Halacha Moshe Sinai to be Matar, even a Safed that is not an even Safed, but Karo Levad 90% Asur. Okay, but in the course of that discussion, it says, like, for example, if there's a machlokes, and you want to pass like the yachni against the rabbin chutz la'aretz, that you wouldn't have done without a halacha moshe sinai. And what comes out of the Ran in Kiddushin? The Ran in Kiddushin, and the Rav explained, based on Tosfos, on Brachas Lamed Hei Lamed Aleph, why? Because he assumed that it's never Pasha, that Tosos was following the accepted Maskana, that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, and yet Tosos passed in Halacha Lemaisa, Halacha Divremeiko. No. Afilu Leman Da Omar Halacha Lemoshe Misinai Halacha Kedivri Hamikel. Because the Kach Nemar Moshe Misinai Disfeko Mutter. Okay, this is what the Ran says. And Tosa says, Tosa must hold. Even if you paskin, which we paskin, mean, according to Rashi, if we paskin, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, then maybe we wouldn't follow Kedivra Meikol Barla. Maybe we wouldn't follow the Ramekel Barl anymore. Maybe they would change the psak. Meaning, maybe we'd pass the Halacha Moshe Sinai. We wouldn't eat the Kafris in the Chutzlarts. Unless he held like the Rambam over there. But the Ran and the Rav says, Tosos must say, because we put two and two together. We paskin, it is Halacha Moshe Sinai. And yet, Tosos paskin, Halacha Moshe Ramekel Barl in terms of Netta Ravai. So you put two and two together. And you get that even if Halacha Moshe Misinai, we're still follow the Mekel. Why do we follow the Mekel that's Din D'Oraisa? The answer is because part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, Daf Lamed Tes, Aleph and Kiddushin, is to be Mekel in Suffolk, and following the more Mekel opinion, Halacha Divrei Mekel is included in that Halacha Moshe Misinai of Suffolk. Now, this might... Yes.
Can you alternatively just say the reason why Tosfos holds there's Ravai and Tosfos is because the Kol Tikkun Ravai and Daraisa Tikkun, and it has nothing to do with the Halacha Moshe Sinai?
Meaning to say that Orla and Chutzlar is Halacha Moshe Sinai, but Ravai is only Darabana for Tosfos. That's what you want to say?
Or you could say that Tosfos agrees with Rashi, that Orla is entirely Darabana.
Ah, okay, the Rav assumes that's not true, because since that's not the accepted psak, Tosa must be going within the accepted psak like the other day. I admit that you could say otherwise. I was leaving the Malkum to say otherwise. Correct. You could always say maybe Tosa their paskins differently.
That's assuming Shvarim Tam that Netorubai is really an extension of Rav.
Well, correct, but then you might end up saying that it doesn't apply to Chutzlar Shvachalah, so it doesn't come up. Okay, so again, that's why I said that was the Rav's that was the Rav's extension. Now, why didn't Rashi also think of what the Ran and what the Rav said? I mean, it's not so hard to think of, even if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. We're still Mekel because Kach Nemar Halacha Moshe Misinai to be Mekel Makom Safek. So why didn't Rashi say that? Right? Why didn't Rashi say like the Ran? Meaning Rashi was Nidchak, right? Again, I'm talking the mainstream Shan and Rashi, the Tanei Yoshua and the Tzlach, the mainstream Aruch and Rashi. Rashi was Nidchak. He was forced to hear Sukkis only as like one Mandarmer and not the other Mandarmer in Kiddush Neflam and Ches. Why? Since we're followed the Mekel, must be we hold like Hilchos Medina, not like Mandar Halacha Moshe Misinai. Wouldn't it have been easier to say our sugya follows both Mandamars, especially the more authoritative Mandamar, which is Rabbi Yochanan? And because we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, right? It's a rule we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. So why wouldn't Rashi say our sugya even follows Rabbi Yochanan, who we pass can like? And just this is part of the halacha of Rishmi Sinai is to be made makom safek.
Well, because the whole source that the Gemara is discussing as Kolmei Chavaretz is where they give it talking about Maser, not Olos.
So Yehuda Dov is saying, this is a continuation of our discussion before on the way here, right? He's saying, since we also say Halacha Kol Divrei Mekom Chutz La'aretz by Maser, which is clearly pure Drabanan, and also by Kalayin, Shabbos Kiflam Tess, which is clearly Drabanan, it must be that it must be the same. And therefore, since those are Kizdor Abanan, this is also Kizdor Abanan. Maybe Rashi just he thought it was too dachuk to say Kol Mekom Chutz La'aretz and Maser Chutz La'aretz was based on different sources and different mitzvos. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi, possible. The other possibility, which sort of, you know, the Rav implies by his later discussion, is in the second piece here. What does the Rav say? He says, one second. Yeah. I'm not saying he's consistent in Rashi, but you see, he does mention Kol Torah Kulo Dover Sheish Machlokas VeNifzak Tzad Echad Shulo Nechshav Safek. In Kol Torah Kulo, when there's a Machlokas and there's a Pesach, it's not a Safek anymore. Right? It's not a Safek. Like, almost everything we do in Halacha, there's some Machlokas in the Tanoim, in the Aroim, in the Rishonim, the Achronim. It's not a Safek. Once it's a Pesach, that's the Pesach. Right? So maybe Rashi held. So Efshar maybe Rashi held. Sorry, Efshar maybe Rashi held that. Must be Sod Hamachlokes. Rashi held that. If it's halachal Moshe Mi-Sinai, we're makel in an authentic suffix. But every machlokes, let's say even better, but that is paskind is not a suffix. Okay, maybe that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says you can't say it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, but we have a sorer from Sinai to make a makom suffix. Because that would only hold for mamish suffix. What's mamish suffix? There's a field, half the trees are orla, half the trees are not orla. That's a mamish, regular good old fashioned 50-50 suffix. You go to the store, you don't know what you're buying, that's a good old fashioned 50-50 suffix. But a machlokas that's paskin is not a suffix anymore. A machlokas that paskin is a vaday. That's the way we conduct ourselves in Kol Torah Kulo. And therefore, the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai wouldn't be able to be passed like halacha Divrei Mekel. And that's why he says only fifth drabanan. And that, what would the Ran hold? Give me a second. The Ran and Tosos would hold. Right again, Tosos is putting two and two together. I admit, the Ran is very enforced. Well, they would say no. They would say the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is not just to be makel in a regular old-fashioned suffix. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is this is a special halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to be makel on what you can say better. it is a special Moshe Mi-Sinai to be Mako on anything not 100% clear, even if it's not a valid halachic safek. Meaning that halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is not just the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is not just to be makel like suffix l'kula and the normal rules of suffix in the Torah. No, this is a special halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that even if it's 99%, even if it's this special halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, even if it's 99% usher, as the Ron himself said in Kedushin, even if it's a machlosi in the Rov of the Miyat, and 99 times say Usher, one says Mutter, even if it's a case of Metzias, where it's 99% likely to be Usher, and 1% likely to be Mutter, still, it's a special Achlon Shmi Sinai that anything that's not 100% clear to you, even if it's already a suffix that's Mukhra L'chumra, is a special Kula in Arla. And then, this is a similar question that comes up, when we say Mamzer Vadai, this the Shef Shmaisim deals with this, right? Right at the beginning, I think. When we say Mamzer Vadai is also not Mamzer Safek. What if it's 99% likely to be a Mamzer? Does that mean we're making it a Safek, or does that mean anything that's not a Vadai is Usser? Basically, anything not absolute Vadai, I meant as Mutter, is Mutter, even if it's not a real halachic suffix. And this might be, what I'm claiming is that if I'm right, then this would be Rashi and some of the other Rishonim, Lishitase, on our daf, about what the kula of Chutz Laretz is by this Yorid V'Lokeach. I'm not referring to Machlokas Rashi. Here, I'm going to make a cheshbon that's a little complicated. I'm just, what I'm not referring to. I'm not referring, as a matter of fact, I think I'm not going to refer to the Ran in brackets in Kiddushin, the Flamatesva, the Machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim, according to the man, the Rehochas of Medina, about the other Gersa of Yored Velokate. I'm talking about our Gemara's Gersa, Yored Velokate, and I'll say what I have to say after working you to Dov.
Yeah, just the problem with that Shana Rashi is that your Ryan Kiddushin brings the Brisa about in Yored Velokate, or Yored Velokate, you know, in the context of Orla and in this discussion about, you know, what the Gersa would be according to both Deos, it seems both Deos would accept this idea of even the Alach Lomashi Sinai of Yared Velokit. So,
no! That's very clear. The Gemara says that the man to Amar Hilcha Halachim Sinai would only accept the Gersa of Yared Velokeach.
Okay, but still, Yared Velokeach.
Ah, so give me a second. What's Yared Velokeach? What is Yared Velokeach? Let's remember. Suffolk Orla and Eretz Yisrael is Usser. In Surya, it's Mutter, Safik Arla. But in Chutz Laretz, we're even more Mekel than Surya. Yored Vilokeach, Vachlo, your Enu Locate. You can go down to the field and buy from the guy as long as you don't see him picking it. What does it mean you can go to the field and buy from the guy as long as you don't see him picking it? Again, there's a different gears of Yored Vilokate. I'm not getting to that different gears now. I'm in the gears of Yored Lokeach. What does Rashi say the case of Yored Lokeach is in our Gemara? He's consistent elsewhere. What does Rashi say the case of Yored Lokeach is? Yudidov says, big Kiddush. You can even go and buy from the guy Arla as long as you don't see him picking it. Is that what Rashi says? You can buy Arla as long as you don't see him picking it? What does Rashi say? Last Rashi in Lamavon with Aleph.
It's got to be a real suffix.
Exactly. Last two Rashi in Lamavon with Aleph, Chutz Laretz. We're talking about Chutzlar, right? Halokeach min a chashal, or you buy from someone who's chashal on Arla, maybe he's even a Jew, he's just not so firm about Arla. V'yodeu sheish v'yodeu sheish v'yodeu sheish v'yodeu. You know in his orchard he has old and young trees. You know his orchard is 50-50. Yord v'lokeach imenu af bishe safik om yom nizu. You can go and buy from him. You know it's a 50-50 safik. He can take from the young trees or old trees. U'bilvach lo yom enu chavik shalok min a tias. As long as you don't see he took from the young trees, it's an authentic 50-50 suffix, and it's okay. And Rashi and Kedushin explain. So what's the difference between Surya and Chutz Laretz? They're both only matter of 50-50 suffix. Right? He has Netios, and he has Akenos. Netios are young trees, Akenos are old trees. They're both only matter of 50-50 suffix. The difference is, in Syria, we're only making on the suffix Bidyeved. If he already is selling it, you can buy from him, but you can't have Chila tell him, I want to buy some fruit, bring me fruit. And the Chutz Laretz were making on a suffix, even Lechat Chila. Okay, the Rav, here I'm diverging a little from the Rav. That is Rashi. Rashi is the case of Yorv Lokeach is 50-50 suffix. What do the Ritva and the Me'iri say the case of Yorv Lokeach is? It's a fundamental achlok is what the case is. What do the Ritva and the Me'iri here say? Again, whenever I say Ritva, I don't know if it's a Ritva, I'm just calling it a Ritva. I just rather call the Ritva than the Shidim Gubetzes, because even though probably neither are true, it's, you know, someone, one degree separated from the Ritva, and someone having nothing whatsoever to do with the Shidim Gubetzes. What do the Ritva and the Me'iri say here?
You can always assume that it came from someplace else.
That, no, hold on, what's the case?
The case, this guy you're buying from, what's in his yard? What's in his orchard, I mean?
In your stuff.
Only Orla. Afilio Deus, says the Ritvir, Shakala Pardes Orla. Even if you know 100% of it is Orla, it's still mutter, as long as you don't see him picking it. Why? Because, like, maybe he's not selling his own fruit. Maybe he got fruit from someplace else.
Sure.
And the Meiri says the same thing. He says, Kerem Shel Orla, Vanovnikors Chutzala. It's mutter, but in the Meiri and Kedushin, maybe I shouldn't put it in brackets, is more explicit about this. He says, what's the case? The case is, let me read you the money line from there, in case it wasn't clear. He says the same thing. He just adds one phrase to make it very clear. He says, even if you see it came from that kerem, since you didn't see him pick it from there. There's a tzad rachok that he brought it from someplace else. Meaning, there's a fundamental machlokas. What's the case of yorid v'lokeach? Yorid v'lokeach from a 50-50, or yorid v'lokeach from a 100% orla? Rashi says the heter of yorid v'lokeach, if it's 50-50. The rich from the Meiri say the heter of yorid v'lokeach is if it is a 100% orla. I think the Ron and Kedushin says similarly. I don't have a Ron and Kedushin here. Even if it's 100% orla. Again, I'm not talking about yorid v'lokeach. That's a different day of legamri. Why? Because the tzad rochel. I think that this is Rashi. I think this is Rashi l'shitase. Rashi says, I have to explain this brisa of yorid v'lokeach in a way that matches both mandar, in a way that the ikar matches mandar halacha moshe b'sinai, because the Gemara Kedusha says that for mandar halacha moshe b'sinai. So he says, you know when we have a masorah migel on a 50-50 something. But the Ritva Nemir says, you know when we have a masorah migel? Even in its tzad rachok, even if it's very rachok. What I'm claiming is that if here we have, and this is basically the run, here we have the man da Omar halachal Moshe Misinai. What's the lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin? The lashon of the Kedushin is, let me read it to you, kach nemar sveika mutter vada aser. Kach nemar l'moshe Misinai. Sveika, what is it saying? Sveika mutter Vada'a Aser is a fundamental machlokas how to read this between Rashi and the Ran. Between Rashi and the Ran, and I'm claiming the Ran, the Ritva and the Meiri. Okay, but the Ran is more explicit. Okay, the Ran, the Ritva and the Meiri is a fundamental machlokas. Is it just that, says Rashi, this is just a regular suffix is lekula. Says the Ran Ritva, no. This is what I have here. No, this is a big chiddush. The chiddush is anything not 100% is lekula, even if the halacha even if the suffix should be huchra l'chumra, even if the suffix should be huchra l'chumra based on chazaka, based on rove, based on kolia psak, and therefore, give me a second, therefore, what are the two nafkaminas, and why am I claiming Rashi l'shitase? Nafkamina one is, what about a suffix ha-rachok, right? A far out possibility. What about a 99% to 1? Says Rashi, which is basically, let's say better. Number one is yored v'lokeach. What level of suffix is mutter? Mm-hmm. Even the mind of Rav Nachman Shmuel Sinai says Rashi, only 50-50. Therefore, pardes
Sheyesh bo zekenos unetios. It had old trees and young trees. Say the Meiri and the Ritva, and I think the Ron says the same thing there. He says, no, even 99 to 1. Now, obviously, I'm making up the numbers. Even 99 to 1, even a Suffolk Rachok, even a Pardes, Shakulo Arla. Even if it's all Arla, still, he could be. Maybe he ran out of fruit today and got from the next Pardes. Maybe his friend in the next part has got sick and went to the hospital and says, could you sell some of my fruits for me and do me a favor? You know, there's always some possibility that he's selling fruits not for his partners, even though that would be a very, very weird thing to do. And so this machlokes, how to learn this halacha from Sinai. Rashi says, according to the Hilchos Medina, he's super big. But according to the Hilchos Sinai, he's very machmer. And the second nafkamina is our sugya, is what about a Machlokes Tanayim. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, no. Again, I'm going according to the fingers of the slach. No. Leman da'amar halacha l'moshe misinai ein halacha k'divrei ha-mekel. No, if it's halacha misinai, you can't go k'divrei ha-mekel. Well, it's not a 50-50 something anymore. There's achra. But halacha k'divrei ha-mekel Rak Limanda Amar Hilchos Medina, which is a minhag that became a drabbanan. Yeah, that's only the mandor says Hilchos Medina, a minhag that became a drabbanan would say that halacha divrei mekel. And that's why Rashi and Arsugya has to be nidchak to make Arsugya only according to Shmuel and not Rabbi Yochanan. What would the other Rishonim say? The other Rishonim would say, and the Rav at a certain point came against this, is true. No, afilu. Lemanda Amar Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. How this is the Ran Halacha and Hamekel and Tosos. If you put two and two together, Ki Eino Vaday Gomer. It's still not a Vaday Gomer. Interestingly, Beishamim Makavis Hillel becomes such a Vaday Eino Mishnah that it's a Vaday Gomer and it's 100% because Beishamai is Nidcha from the Masora. Anyone who's not Nidcha from the Masora. Is still, even though we pask in one way, still it's not a Vaday Gomer, it's just the way we machria. It's like a Rav or a Chazaka or a machria, but it's not a Vaday Gomer. So what I want to claim is these two Rashis are Lishitase, these two Rashis are Lishitase, that he thinks if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we're only Mekel on a regular, unresolved Safek HaShakel. Like, you know, other Sfeikos in the Torah. Therefore, A, in Yorg Lokeach, he says, we're only Mekel if it's 50-50 orchard. And in our sugya, he says, if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we can't read our sugya. Then we have to pass like the more machmer. We have to follow the normal of the psak. Only if it's Drabbanan can you pass like different Mekel. Because in Drabbanan, you have special kulis. Give me a second. While the other Rishonim would say, you put the Ran and the Ran and the Ritva together. No! If this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is far-reaching, anything that's not a 100% total Vaday is not Asur, even if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Therefore, even though there's a Suffolk Rachov, it's 100% Arla. But maybe some weird thing happened, and these, none of them are not from this Kerem. It is Mutter, and likewise, even if it's 99 rabbis against one rabbi in the Chol Ksanaim, no matter what the Kfali Apsak are, we can go against the Kfali Apsak, it's not a Vaday, it's not a total Vaday. Okay, I think this is the right way to analyze this Rashi, because it works out Rashi Lishitasa. I'll just point out, Bilvaj Loyer and locate means two different things according to the two different Shitas. According to what the Rich and the Meiri say, it means Yord Lokeach Bilvaj Loyer and locate. You can't see him picking from his orchard. See, he picks from his orchard, it's Arla. Rashi's very mafur. He says, as long as you don't see that he picks from the Arla trees. It's okay if you see him picking, as long as he doesn't pick from the Arla trees. As long as you don't see that he picked from the Arla trees, then if you saw him picking, you didn't see which tree, that's okay. As long as you didn't see him pick from the Arla trees, then it is no problem. And that's why Rashi adds, Vashli, you enter a chavish will look him in an intio. So as long as you don't see him pick from the young trees. It's okay if you see him pick from the orchard, because the orchard also has old trees. And that's a 50-50 suffix. So according to Rashi, the kul and chutzlar, it's lamandar halach and moshim yisina, is not so big. It's just mamish for a regular 50-50. It's not bigger than we would have thought for Allah HaMashiach Hussein. It's just a 50-50. It's only the, but for the other Rishonim, the Kula is very big. Even if it's 99 to 1,
And then I'll just add, that's the difference between Chutzlars and Surya. According to the other Rishonim, the difference between Chutzlars and Surya is vast. Surya are only making 50-50. But Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars are making even on a Suffolk Brachok. While according to Rashi, no, we're only making 50-50. The difference in Surya and Chutzlars is slight. In Surya, we're making on a 50-50 Suffolk Bidiyaved. And then Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars, they let you be making on a 50-50 Suffolk even Lechachila.
Ask the Ron and the Rizvan, may you refine to this case Rambam's understanding of Suffolk Baraisa and Midaraisa? And that's exactly what he says by Suffolk Baraisa and Midaraisa. The Torah only asks Rabbah, the Torah doesn't ask his focus at all.
No, but the way all the. Not at all. What they. So when the Rambam says Suffolk Baraisa is Lakulam in a Torah, He means only if it's an unresolved 50-50. Of course, Rove is lahachra in a Torah if there's a Rove leiser, and of course, the Pesach leiser. Of course, there's a yeah. Basically, what they're doing is saying, and this is what the Ran says to defend the Rambam, the same thing the Shmaitza says to defend the Rambam on Zervadai, right? Which there are two answers to it now. For now, if the Rambam holds all spekas are lekula midaraisa, why do you need a special kula for Mamzer Suffolk, and why do you need a special kula for Asiri Suffolk? The answer is even if it's a Suffolk brachok. Okay, Morty.
Halachal Moshe Nisina. It's not like you just go around making it up. You have that Masorah, though. Why can't you just simply say Rashi didn't have that Masorah, that the Suffolk.
No, because the Gemara in Daflam Testament Al said before says a Masorah that Halachal Moshe Nisina includes. Again, I'll read you the line. Kach Ne'emar. L'moshe Misinai, Sveika Mutra Da'asar. Everyone has that Masorah. It's a Gemara in Daflam Test. Question just. What did that Masorah mean? Did it mean Suffolk is Usur if it's an authentic Suffolk? But anything that's not an authentic Suffolk is a Vade's Mutter? Or no? Only a Vadai beyond a. What do they say in court? Beyond a reasonable doubt. Only a Vadai beyond a reasonable doubt is Usur. Anything that has a reasonable doubt is still Mutter. And you know what? Even with Rov and Hachros and Chazakos and Psach, there's still a reasonable doubt. So that's the, you know, the that's the machlokas Rishon.
Meaning, is the Ran using the word suffix loosely when he says like suffix or vadai, or
I mean, it's not loosely. Basically, all what these things are is they're sfeikos that have halacha kachros. They're sfeikos that the halacha answers.
Well, according to the pshat, let's say of the Mikirin or the Rishon. Where they say it's kula orla, and it's maybe he got it from a friend, and that could be orla. Isn't that just a lack of idea? The Ran says,
it's not a lack of idea means like we could find out if we investigated. Here we can't find out even if we investigated. How are we going to find out? Can't ask him. He's not from. He's not Jewish. Whatever the case is, right? He has no nemanus. Of course, he's going to say it's kosher.
If he asks, he got it from a friend.
And then he'll say, "Oh, of course I got it for a friend. You think I would sell you non-kosher? Please give me your money." We don't believe him. He's not.
Right.
If he was from, we wouldn't have any suffix. We're just asking in the first place. The whole case is this is chashad al shvius, right? And therefore, it's not an Indian in the first place.
I had a slightly different. You said that the reason why Rashi would say that in a machlokas benayim is because it started out as a minhag. So I mean, obviously, if it was Derabanan, we wouldn't just follow the, you know, regular Derabanan, we wouldn't just follow the binary. But Rashi seems to, I mean, it just doesn't seem mashma from Rashi that way. He says it's because it's Eino Min HaTorah, without saying about, you know, because it started out as a minhag. So I was wondering if it might be because maybe since the whole Derech HaPsak that they were fighting about was in a specific context of Daraisa, so then maybe they would be inclined to have argued more Makel in a different situation with Flipfire, so then we have more grounds to argue to be Makel.
Although, you know, I prefer to say that Rashi, I don't mean that our Rashi, sorry, what I meant to say is Rashi on the Mandar Yored, the locate, is only maybe because it's a super kalt Rabbanan. This Rashi is just a regular Dinder Rabbanan. I think what he meant, but I think it's more likely that since Mitzvah Tluis Ba'aris are Rabbanan and Chutz Laretz, therefore, either, first of all, there is a rule, right? Avodah Zarah Daf Ches or something, that when there's a Machlokes Tanaim, we pass in like the Makel and Rabbanans.
So maybe there's just a normal rule of pasuk like the Mekel and Drabanans. So since it's Drabanan, Hema over Hema, I'm going to be a little more Mekel. But I hear what you're saying, but I have to think about it. Okay, I just want to point out what the Rav said, which is a slightly different chakir. I think this is a very important, I think it's a very fundamental question. I think Rashi just works beautifully with Shitase. There's two sort of minority shita, I don't know if minority, but at least, controversial shitas of Rashi within 10 lines on our Amud. And I want to say those Shitase. What the Rav pointed out is he started with this original chakira. I need your help. He started with his original Hakira. Like, I sort of turned this into a Hakira in Halacha Moshe Misinai. But obviously, it started as a Hakira in Halacha Divrei Mekel B'Chutz Laretz. And now, again, Halacha Divrei Mekel B'Chutz Laretz in Kelayim and in Meiser is clearly based on being Drabanan, and then you go however far you want to go. But over here, what the Rav wanted to say is that. This is the Rav's Chakira. Halacha, meaning the two pieces of the Rav. The second piece of the Rav is about Sufik Arla. And the first piece of the Rav is about this. Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel B'chutz La'aretz. The Rav basically asked, what's the nature of that halachic divrei hamekel b'chutz la'aretz? Is it a kula of a hachra, or is it a, what do you want to say is this, is it a hachra safek, or is it a kula vadois, right? That's not his lashon. When we say halachic divrei hamekel b'chutz la'aretz, is that misafek? Sometimes rechri l'chukula, sometimes rechri l'chumra. Or is it? No, it's a vadai psak like the mekel in a chutz la'aretz. And he says this depends on Rashi versus Tosfos. Says the Rav. This is the Rav, and I'll make one thing to add to the Rav. He says this is Rashi. It's a hachra'a l'kula b'safek d'rabbanan. Okay, that's a hachra'a l'kula. It's not exactly safek d'rabbanan. It's a machlokes d'rabbanan, but it's similar. Well, this, you would say, is Tosfos and the Ran. No, it's al pi halacha l'moshe misinai lo nesar b'chlal im eino Vadai Gomer. Right? That was his Chakira. And he said, what's the Nafmina? The Nafmina he wanted to say is, although he didn't illustrate it with an example from here, he only illustrated with examples from everywhere else, Tarti de Sasri. Right? Could you be Mekel, like one Shita, and like the other Shita, like two contradictory Shitas? Right? He says, can you make like two contradictory Shitas? Right, so it was his nafkamina. The nafkamina of the Rav was tarti de sasri, meaning mekel like two contradictory shitos. Can you make it like two contradictory shitos? So he says if it's achra misafek, achra misafek. No. You can't be machria two contradictory kulas, right? Even drabanas, we know you can't be machria two contradictory kulas. You never like to attack to pasasri. But if it's a matter of, no. Whenever it's not a vadai, it's just the xeris akasa that it's mutter. So then you can be mekel. Even for Tarti de Sasri, even if you be Mekel like Rabbi Akiva and like Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't matter since it's not a Vada, it's Mutter, and you can make it like two contradictory Shitas. I thought another enough to me this Chakira could be the big finish of the Orsamech. The Orsamech asks, how come the Mechaber's Machber Netter Revai in Chutz La'aretz? What happened to Halacha Divrei Mekel and relying on the Amar Netter Revai? Again, nothing to do with our old machlokes about whether Rabbi applied the chutz la'aretz at all, the Rambam, the Gaonim, etc. You know, Tosfos says
based on the Shultos. Revive applies to Chutzlarts, but only to Kerem, not to Neta, because a lot of the Rebbe Kaltos, that's the one the Rav quoted. And the Mechaber says, nope, it applies even to all the Tios, Neta, Revive, but most of us here are Ashkenazim, we don't have to worry. The Rama goes back and says, only Kerem, we discussed this already. What's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir? So, this is not the conventional wisdom, but the Or Sameach had a big chumrah. The Or Sameach's chumrah was, because Revai is Dabar Shish Lamatirin. Right? Arla is not Dabar Shish Lamatirin. What's Asr is Asr. Revai is Shmizi, Dabar Shish Lamatirin. And what if something is Revai? What do you have to do? Hold it onto a pruta. Dabar Shish Lamatirin. What's the big deal? So, here's an interesting question. What about the, he doesn't say, but what about Dabar Shish Lamatirin? What about Dabar Shish Lamatirin? So, says the, suggests the, the, Or Sameach, suggests the, the Or Sameach, right, the, he says, what's the story of the Shultos, which I think the Rambam quotes as, if I'm not mistaken, he calls it Miktsas Geonim, right, etc. Omiktas Gaonin, the Kerem Levi, even though the Rambam really holds that it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz at all, because the lumps were already discussed. But he says that he doesn't say this lumdus, but I think it obviously ties into this lumdus. He says, what's the svara of the Mechaber who says we don't follow Divrei Mekel? The svara is because Dover Sheish Matirin that worked well if it was just a hachra misafik, right? Then you would say like the Or Sameach, Bidas Hamechaber. He would say nope. Efshar lahakel bedavar sheyesh lo matirin. But that's the Or Sameach says, but he doesn't tie it to the lungs of the Rav. I think it fits the lungs of the Rav. Here you would say, No, but this would explain the shita of the Gaonim Tosfos, the Ode, which is Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Af Bedavar Sheish Matirin. Meaning, if it's just Achra Lakula, we don't make Achra Lakula in Dabar Sheish Matirin. Better to not have to rely on a Kula and just be demon onto a pruta. But if it's really a vadai hetar fi alach lo shmi Sinai, then you could be making dam sheish matirin. What do you mean? It's mutter. There's nothing you're talking about. What do you mean? Don't rely on achra lekula. It's mutter, not being achra lekula. So again, we have two chakiras here. One is the Rav's chakira within the rule of kol ha mekel aretz alach mosam chutz laaretz. Is it a hachra lekula? Or is it a vadai kula? Now, it doesn't have to be Rashi and Tosos, but the is it a chro lekula, or is it a vadai kula? Just like it's never asked in the first place. Or is that in a suffix we have the right to be mekel? One enough to mean if we write to make one suffix, not if we contradict ourselves, you can't be making like one side and like the other side. You have to only make like one side. While if it's just whatever's not vada is mutter, then even if it's a self-contradictory, and I think there's an exodus, Damashis Matir, Zachra Lukula, you shouldn't be making Damashis Matir unnecessarily, but if it's just vada mutter, you can make even in Damashis Matir. And then we have our other Chakira, which we just delved a little deeper into Rashi, and said, why would Rashi disagree with everyone else? Why would he say it's just Zachra Lukula and Drabanan? Why wouldn't he say it's including the Halacha Lo Shmi Sinai? And we thought there might really be a machlokas within the Halacha Lo Shmi Sinai. Why does Rashi think it wouldn't cover our sugya and the other Rishonim do, or at least most other Rishonim do? Because is the Halacha Lo Shmi Sinai just only on a unresolved suffix, or even on a resolved suffix? And then we saw Rashi was Lishita saying, okay, that's what we have to say about both about Halacha Divrei Mekel the Chutz Laretz. And about halachah moshe b'sina of arla. Okay, there's a lot of other interesting discussions we're not going to get into now. There's a round in brackets from Daf Lamed Tes there's another man, the Amr, who is super makel there, that says, if it's Durabanan, then we're super makel even more than Yorif Lokeach. How super makel exactly are we? There's a machlokas there, but I'll leave that for you to ruminate over. And I want to go a little weiter in the Gemara. So let's go to Lamed Vav of these. What does the Gemara say? This is a tangent. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos until Tosos makes it have to do with Hilchos Brachos time and time again, controversially. But if the Gemara on the third line of Lamed Vav base is really only about Orla, let's remember what we said. If Kafrisin, we rely on the Amar Kafrisin, it's not a pre for Meiser purposes, it's not a pre for Bracha purposes, it's not a pre for Orla purposes, then you can eat it in Putzlaritz because it's not a pre. So whereas even if it's not a pre, it should still be Usher and Orla. In Usher, we say, Va'aralitem Orla so es per yo. What is the es marve? Es is marve, even the Tafel, even the Shomer, the pre, even the, how do you say Shomer? The protective layer, the peel, let's say, right? Even the, what's a good peel that we would never eat?
Klipa.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not only the klipa, that's what I'm going to say, right? No one eats the avocado peel. Okay, but nonetheless, it's also rana and orla. That's why I said, it's also rana. You can't use it for fuel, for animal food, for whatever, because it protects the avocado. If you peeled the avocado while it was growing, it would die. So they say, the table in Nasa Shomer Lepri Rachmona or Vartam also es per yo, es hatafel per yo, mani who Shomer Lepri. Agav, the Yerushalmi has a different drasha, how they know Shomer Lepri is Asr. Say, Varaltem or Lasso es per yo. What is an Arla? An Arla is something that covers something, right? Like in Bris Mila. Okay, so that's their drasha, but it doesn't matter. It comes down to the same thing. Amarava, attempt one. Hecha, marini Nasa Shomer Lepri. Hecha, the Isay Bein Metolish Bein Bim Chover. When do we say it's a Shomer Lepri? If it stays on the pre, both Tolosh and Mechuber. No, it's on the pre while it's growing, but by the time you pick it, it's not on the pre anymore. And therefore, it's not a real Shomer. It's not the kind of Shomer the Torah referred to. What do you mean? Pitma shall rim with Saref's initial in the star for Thomas Ochlin. The pitma of the rimon is mitzarif, but the nates is not mitzarif. The pitma and the nates are on top of a pomegranate. You have that sort of crown, like leaves poking out, and then you have like little grass growing inside it, which is the leftover stamens from when it was pollinated. So the pitma is mitzarif for Thomas Ochlin, and the nates is not mitzarif for Thomas Ochlin. Midikarma nates ain't mitzarif. Alma. Since the nate is not mitzarif to Mas Ochlin, it must be that it's not edible. V'tani gabi orla klipe rimon v'hanechelo klipe gozen v'agarinim chayavim be'orla. And the klipim of rimon and the nate of the rimon and the klipim of gozen the garinim are all chayavim orla. So, even though, now here I'm not such an expert in pomegranates, but apparently that little nates will fall off the pomegranate, not if you pick it at a certain point, right? But at a certain point, it falls off the pomegranate, and therefore, when you're tolish it, it won't be there anymore. So we see that even a shomer, it guards the pomegranate. If you take it off, the pomegranate will spoil. But even a shomer that falls off when it dries, Rashi says, that falls off when it dries, and is not there, but Tolosh still counts as a Shomer for purpose of Orla. Elam Arava, attempt two, Hecha, Marina Naslu, Shomer, the Peri, Hecha, the East, Bishaskar, Peira. Haika, first, less Bishaskar, Peira, only if it's there when the fruit finishes growing. The Nates is there when the Rimon finishes growing. Just when it dries, it falls off. But the Kafras falls off before it finishes growing. Ine, Vaha, Amr, Vnachar, Amr, Rav, Ravua, Hani, Matli, De Orla, Asiri, Hol, Vanasa, Shomer, Lepri, Vashomer, Pi, Amshavi, Bekufra, Bekakari, Le, Shomer, Lepri. Hold on a second. How can you say it's not called a Shomer, Lepri? How can you say it's not called a Shomer, Lepri if it falls off before it finishes growing? After all, the Matli, De Tamri. You ever see like a bunch of dates hanging from a date palm? It's like this bunch of dates, like an eshkol of dates, you know. You usually don't see them on the stems, but on the stems it grows like in a bunch, like grapes. But at first there's the bud of the plant, right? Every fruit comes from, there's a bud that flowers and gets pollinated, and
and then grows a fruit. The bud is like two little like leaves, not green leaves, like brown leafy things. And inside it grow these sort of embryonic dates. Basically, it's like sticks with like a whole bunch of little like circles on them that are going to grow into dates and come out with stems, etc. And those, if you ever go and see a date palm, nowadays, sometimes they'll bag them to keep them from being eaten by pests, etc., so you can't see anything. But in the old days, what they used to do sometimes is to keep pests away. Nowadays, they have better bags, etc. Is they would take string. You could see a picture of this. And just take those two buds that sort of, at a certain point, they open. They let the pollen in to pollinate it. And then they start growing. And then they fall off. They would like tie them together to keep like birds from eating it, etc. You could see pictures like that. The date palm, those fall off before they're grown. When you see them half grown, it doesn't have those buds anymore. And yet, it's still considered a shomer. Kufra means the like mamish embryonic dates. They don't even look like dates. They really just look like there's like sticks coming out, and the sticks have like little circles sticking out of them. And that's far from Gemar Pri, and yet it's still a shomer. So the answer is Rav Nachman, Sovar like Rav Yossi, Dathan, Rav Yossi, Amar Smadar, Asar, and Bnei Shehu, Peiri, Upligi Rabban, Nalei. Sorry. No, it's Machlokas Vatzcholos Pri. Meaning, Gemar Pri doesn't mean fully grown. Gemar Pri means when it's Achalos Pri. Rav Nachman, who says the maschali da'orlar usser, he holds like Rav Yossi, who says even smudder, even tiny, tiny, tiny grapes, much smaller than beans, even tiny embryonic fruits are chalos fruit, and are usser and orla, because it's a pre. So he holds even tiny embryonic fruits are fruits. So he holds that any bud which covers it when it's a tiny embryonic fruit is a shomer. But we paskin, not like Rav Yossi, we paskin tiny embryonic fruits are not fruits. Only developed fruits are fruits. They don't have to be full size, but only developed fruits are fruits. And therefore, since the kafrisin falls off before it's a developed fruit, therefore the kafrisin is not a shomer. Then the Gemara just asks, Maskif la Rav Shimon Dov, Sharilani Pfliger of Ale, is there a machlokas, what's a chalos pri, about anything besides grapes, or at least about 99% of all species? That's not me. Must say, kotsin alos b'shvias. When are you not allowed to chop a branch in shvias, right? This is halacha most, this is really halacha l'maisa, right? Sometimes, right, this happens to me all the time. I have a tree, and I have to trim the tree every once in a while so it doesn't hit people in the head when they're walking down the sidewalk. You have to trim your trees, or, you know, for sukkahs, right? So it won't go over your sukkah. It's you want to build a sukkah. The problem is that on Shemitah, you can't always just cut a branch of a tree. You might say, why is cutting branch of a tree usher? It's not agricultural work. So it's not usher to cut down the branches of a tree in Shemitah al tavodas karka. No, that's only if you prune it, and you know the chachma of pruning, how to grow it to make it grow more. I don't know that chachma. I'm just chopping it down so it won't interfere with passersby or be over my sukkah, or someone wants firewood. I don't have a fireplace, etc. That's all. It's also because of hefsed perishvias. There's an isser la'achla v'lola hefsed. You're not allowed to destroy perishvias. And when you cut down the branch that already has fruits growing on it, you're destroying perishvias. If they're fully grown fruits, you're not destroying them. What do you mean? I could pick the fruit, so I could pick the branch with the fruit, and then whoever wants to eat the fruit will take it off the branch. I'm just making it easier to eat. But if they're unripe fruit, that's a halos pri, but not yet grown, then by chopping the branch, I'm destroying it, because now it's going to die, and it's never going to grow. And we say, when is it usher to chop down your trees in Shvias? Beishamim kolos mishutziyu. As soon as they come out. Rashi here says, a little controversial, Rashi Psachim says, Stephen Rashi, which their answers in the Achronim, probably in the Sifta, but none of them work. Or at least the ones I've seen don't. Says when it grows leaves, but it's more makova like Rashi says here, mishutziyu means when it comes out with a tiny fruit. When the tiniest fruit comes out. Even kofra, etc., the tiniest fruit comes out. Obeis Hillel says, no, there's a difference. Haruva mishir sharshua. In a carob tree, only when there's a chain of carobs. Ufana mishir yigaru. In a grapevine, only when it's yigaru. Whatever that means, we'll see. Vazesh mishir nitsu. And in a olive tree, only when they have a nates, a sort of like a ridge around them. You know, like the nates on top of the rima. But all other trees, he admits, as soon as they grow the tiniest fruit. Boser, which is the stage of a great after smadar, is the same as garua of the mishay garu, is the same as a white bean. This is the kind of question which, like, you could have not asked and just understood in the first place, but the Gemara wants to be very clear. You think a grape is a bean? No, elaim ashir kabalav means the size of a polhalavan. Right, so what do we see? Yigaru means boser, which is more than smadar, which is the size of a polhalavan. But, now, man sham is laying down boser in smadar lo. Who is this? Chacham Rabbi Yossi. Who says boser is a halos pri and smadar isn't? Rabbanan, that's Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi thinks smadar is a pri. So even the Rabbanan who think it's not a pri till it's boser, and smadar is not a pri, katani sharka lilana shvishotziyu, even they admit all other species besides these three, as soon as they grow a tiny fruit, that's a halos pri. Now we have a problem. If even the tiniest fruit is a halos pri, then our answer doesn't work anymore. We wanted to answer that Rabbi Yossi holds tiny fruit is a pri, but we follow the Rabbanan, the tiniest fruit is not a pri. And that's why the kafris is not a shomer, because it falls off when it's tiny before it becomes a pri. But now they know, sharkali lonos, even the tiniest fruit, even the embryonic fruit is a pri, the kafris doesn't fall off until there's already an embryonic fruit, at least, already a tiny, like, little dot that's going to become a fruit, and therefore it should be a shomer, and it should be also an orla, because of the word S. So the answer is, Alam Rav, a third and successful attempt. Hey, Chamrin, Dav Shomer L'Pri, Chadish Shaks L'Li Shomer Ma'is Peri. When is it a Shomer L'Pri? When if you remove the Shomer, the Pri will die. Hachi, Shaks L'Li Ma'is Peri, for you take it off. I mean, this is the most elementary. It's only a Shomer if it's a Shomer, right? It's only a Shomer if it protects the fruit. We thought all buds protect the fruit because that's what they do in most species. But in Davka, in Slav, if you pick them off, it won't hurt the fruit at all. Hava Uvda, and there was a case, Shaklu and Nates to Rimon of Yavashimon. They took off the Nates of the Rimon, and it dried out and it got ruined. It died. Vishaklu, the Percha of the Batisa. Batisa is a Tzlaf. We took off the Percha of the Batisa, the flower around the Tzlaf, and it lived. Right? Okay. It's unclear. Maybe it could suffer some tiny damage. Like if you're really an economist, you'll see that you get only 98% deficiency or something. I don't know. But it doesn't really substantially hurt it, and that's why it's not a shomer. This is in the Rishalmi. They give a different answer here. They say, why is it an asur mishum shomer? They say, if you remember the pictures we had, because all other buds, I don't know all other, but let's say pomegranates, for example, there's a bud and it grows flowers, and then that stays around the pomegranate as it's growing. But if you remember in this picture, these little leaves go to the bottom, and they don't really protect it so much, right? By the time there's a flower and it gets pollinated and starts growing tiny embryonic fruits in here, these, they're still there, but they're all the way at the bottom, and they're not really protecting it. If you pick them off, I'm sure they have some nice effect somehow, that can be discerned if you, do a big scientific study. But it's not going to hurt anyone, and then they fall off when it's still tiny, right? But while they're there, they don't protect. You could pick them off, it would be just as good. Okay, Agav, I see we're not going to get terribly far today. I mentioned that there is some controversy as to what exactly these kafrisin are. It's Mekubal, pretty much everyone agrees that the kafrisin, Rashi, and everyone uses the lashon of klipa. They all say it's a klipa. Rashi says klipa, and the Meiri says klipa, and the Ritva says klipa. Rashi even says a klipa like on Egozin Dakin, except for the fact that I don't know what Egozin Dakin he meant. He doesn't mean walnuts and almonds. Those are not so dak. Those are normal size nuts. So I don't know exactly what these egozim dakim he meant. Rashi also says it's similar to the nates of a rimon and similar to the maskali dit kufri, right? To those, there's a fancy English word for it, which I learned on the internet a few days ago, researching this, and then promptly forgot, for those like two like leaves of the bud that cover the kufra, the embryonic dates, some fancy word that like doesn't mean anything else but that you'll never need to know in your life. Anyway, what is it? It's mekubal that the if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah here and the Sefer HaPardes, which is the Sefer on Hilchos Brachos, from the Rishonim, says it's the nate that sover pri ad machzi. So it's the nate is the bud that covers halfway up the pri. It doesn't mean literally halfway up, but he means that's the point. What does the Rishonim say? It's not a real shomer because it doesn't go all the way around, it just goes on the bottom. So it's the bud, which is what we call capers, that you buy capers in the supermarket. The avionos are caper berries, the caprese are capers, the two commonly edible parts. When Rashi says klipa, l'chore, that's what he means. He doesn't mean the klipa like the klipa of the fruit, you know, like apples and oranges have klipas. No, he means the klipa like the bud, which is around the fruit as it starts to develop and then falls off very early in the process. And how do we know that? That's what the kafris means from all the clues. It is something which is looks like a shomer, but is not really shomer. Because if you take it off, nothing will die, which makes a lot of sense at the bottom. And it falls off before the Gemar Peira, which makes sense. These things fall off well before the Gemar Peira, when the Peiros are still very, very, very tiny and barely recognizable. Okay, Dovi Lebret really wanted a tiny. He thinks Rashi meant mamasha klipa. It was really the peel, and the avionos were only what's inside the peel. I think that's very hard to believe. And so I think when Rashi and the Rifim, you say peel, they mean that bud, which is foolish in the Michtam, who says it's flowers, and the Sefer Pardes made a Yonah. The Rambam Pirush Mesayis Maestro says something that I haven't met anyone who understands. It's a machal yavesh doma le'etzim delulavim. It's a machal yavesh, something dry, similar to Eitzim, or Maklos, I think, and love him. I don't know exactly what it means. Why is it dry? Dry compared to what? And similar to shoots and sticks. He obviously has a very different idea of what kafrisin means that I'm not sure what he means. I'll just point out, if the kafris is the bud, what is the tamra? So I didn't really give you all the shitas before. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, says the tamra is the nitzan, is the bud. The Rambam might hold that the tamra is the caper. So what time is it? Is it already 1 o'clock? It is, I have 30 seconds. The Rambam says it is the nitzan, it is the bud. So the Rambam, I hold, that's what we call capers against everyone else. That's called the tamra. But the Gaonim, the Sefer HaAruch, and the Rosh Mishans, and the Reuben Malkit Tzedek, and that's what it sounds like. We're in Yonah here, and Rov Rishonim. He's brought as Yesh Omer with the Bar Tanura. The Sefer HaAruch and Rov Rishonim say it means the young shoots. Right, when it starts growing like a new tendril, it's soft and edible until it grows a little harder. The lulavim ketanim, the Ritva and the Ra'ah says it's like these little dots on the tree itself. It's not clear, there might be a gall. Sometimes you get little garinim, like little seeds on the tree itself. And that might be a Rashi means, he says, like something that grows on the leaves. It's like a wart, basically. Ulai Rashi and the who else did I quote here? The Ritva and the Ra'ah, who says it's like Garinim in the eights. Maybe they need a gall. A gall is some sort of wart reaction, but it could actually turn out to be something edible. Those are the three pshatim in Tamra. Again, Rambam has a very radical pshat, which is that then the Tamra is the caper. The Kafrisin, basically, everyone says, the Michtam says the flower. I assume that's what he means. The Sefer HaMichtam here and the Sefer HaPardes. Who did I mention? Rabbeinu Yonah here says also it's the nit, the nitzan, it's the bud, right? The bud, what we call caper in gourmet supermarkets nowadays. And Rashi says the klipa. Rashi, Ritva, and the Meiri say klipa. I assume they mean the same thing, because that works much better in the Shaktavatarya. Klipa equals the bud, which is what they call capers in the supermarket. The Rambam is the outlier again. The Rambam says something strange. He says, machal yavesh domeh to The Rambam, I'm going to basically leave with Eitz Tzarech Iyon, and then Doma Le'etzim Ule'olim. Ule'olim. I don't know exactly what he meant by this. A dry machel, I don't know what makes it dry, similar to Eitzim and Olim. I don't know what makes it similar to Eitzim and Olim.
They make a suggestion here. Yesh la'ayin in hevet peyoshim acharim sheri gam l'titi brein tzarek l'mishu shomer literally.
Yeah, and exactly how is it a shomer for the Rambam, and how is that different than a nitzan? The Rambam means Tzarchion, but what's bekubel is that the klipa means the bud. That's what they call kefir in the supermarket. The evyonos are the kefir berries in the supermarket. The tamar, there are two main shatim, the orach and rof is shonim, such as the Rashbi shans and the urzur and others say it means young shoots. And Rashi seems to say a growth on the leaf, the ritf and the ra'as say some sort of growth on the tree itself. And again, those might be some sort of gall, which is sometimes things grow that are edible as a wart. Okay, we didn't really get to page 11 properly yet, but we'll have to continue, Mirtz Hashem, on Thursday. Okay, sorry for going 3 minutes late.